Proclamation number 7444 of 2nd of November, 1959. Effect of the Divine Word on Otherworldly Souls. You are in the midst of a multitude of souls when you receive my word or pass it on to your fellow human beings. You cannot see them, but you would be overjoyed if you could feel their gratitude, which makes them seek ever more contact with you. They feel that nourishment emanates from you which satisfies them, which does them good and which gives them the strength they need. Every word which penetrates their hearts is also felt by them as being spoken by me myself, and therefore they are particularly happy that I dignify them with an address, and they burn with ardent love for me. You do no spiritual work unnoticed by these souls, for once they have accepted food and drink from you, they will not leave you again, and they only ever wait for you to establish the bond with the spiritual world, which they notice as a ray of light, and then follow everything with utmost attentiveness and take part in what is offered to you by me. You do not know about the great blessing of spiritual bonds through listening to or passing on my word. You don't know how many people you can make happy with it, and what effect my word has on all these souls which need light and strength, but which are also willing to accept light and strength. They greedily accept every word and think about it, and once a soul has discovered this source of life, it will no longer leave it, for it will always derive more benefit from it the more eagerly it accepts the food and drink. And then it works with it itself, because it cannot help but repeatedly mention the grace it is offered by being allowed to participate in the feeding of countless souls. And if you humans remember these souls to whom you can only do good by letting yourselves be taught, by accepting my word directly or indirectly, if you consider that every spiritual conversation always spreads brighter light around the soul, then you should not miss any opportunity to hear or read my word and again hand out nourishment to the souls surrounding you, which will help them to mature in a short time. You should remember these souls with compassionate love and know that you can help them to salvation if you proclaim my word, silently or aloud, as the occasion arises. You will never be without a listener, for even if the children of the world don't want to listen to you, but the beings in the kingdom of the beyond are always willing to listen to you, they are waiting for it, because the spiritually directed thought already expresses itself as a spark of light which they rush towards so as not to miss anything. These souls truly hunger and thirst for the bread of heaven and the water of life. You can satisfy them and again supply them with strength, and the knowledge of this shall inspire you to let my word resound into infinity quite often, be it through direct receipt, through the transmission of my word from above, be it through passing it on, through proclaiming the pure gospel, which you receive from me if only you desire it. You never hear it alone, but you are always surrounded by a multitude who receive it extremely gratefully, who fill themselves with it and are happy that they, too, can now work with it for the benefit of the souls to whom they would like to bring light. Their spiritual poverty will dwindle. They will be able to detach themselves from the darkness, they will feel bliss, for the light will shine upon them and shine through them, which emanates from me, who is the light and the truth from eternity. Amen.